Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. I'm Anushka Perlman. Berlin is known for its electronic music and club scene, but not everyone knows that many of the tricks used in today's club mixes, like bass cut switches, echo and delay effects, and frequency filters, can be traced back to sound systems from Jamaica.
It's a crew together what a sound system is. One guy who's maybe making the commentary in the mic, another guy who's playing the records, maybe another guy who's the operator doing a siren and some effects.
And those who carry the box.
Yeah, the box boys they call it. So it's like an apprentice system.
You need a truck to move this thing around. They're huge.
That's Ronan Lynch and Michael Thompson describing a sound system team and their gear. Lynch is an avid reggae historian from Dublin. He runs a Berlin-based reggae magazine, iReup. He and his team have put together an exhibition called The Reggae Movement Sound System from Jamaica to Europe 1950 to 1995.
Sound system music is actually something that comes out of Jamaica in the 1950s. It was the radio of the people, it was the sound system, where people would build on a street corner, a small set of speaker boxes, a turntable, play music and sell beers. Somebody would talk about what was going on that day in the community, what really happened. There might have been a killing, and you'll hear a different story.
Songs were made on the fly, you know.
The exhibition traces sound system from these humble beginnings as a poor man's radio to becoming the foundation of reggae music and influencing music styles worldwide. If you've ever listened to ska, rocksteady, roots, dub, dancehall, hip-hop, jungle, or drum and bass, you can thank the Jamaican immigrants who brought sound system to the United Kingdom in the 1960s and 1970s.
Although it's from a little island, Jamaica, it's a big, powerful music, which even influenced some of the current musics that they're listening to, whether it's dubstep or maybe they love ska, but didn't realize that it's connected to reggae and sound systems. As an exhibition, it will help you put that puzzle together.
That is Thompson speaking, also known as the artist Freestyle. He grew up with the sound system culture in Jamaica. He hopes his artwork will help people to understand that reggae has a rich history of struggle and hope, which Lynch says is still ongoing.
The reggae movement was always about ideas, finding progress, finding solutions to problems, which is really a good, uplifting message.
Chances are you won't hear sound system music on commercial radio. It's a culture based on vinyl records and one-offs that can only be played a few times. A new generation is contributing to its popularity in countries like Poland, Germany, Japan, France, and Russia.
A lot of the people doing sound system now are young people who've seen it and they think, wow, that is just great. I want to run that myself in my own city. And then they'll end up dealing with these older Jamaicans who've been around since the 60s who are still singing and working for different people. So it's a person-to-person link.
Huntley Russell is one of those old-school veterans. He was the first to introduce reggae music in Berlin on the airwaves in 1990s.
We have this spiritual thing about the reggae. Reggae for me is like a one conscience. Reggae is about a truth. It's about yourself, about the self and life, because reggae is street music. When we talk on the street, we put it on music, and we put it out international too. It's so funny that a Jamaican sing about the Berlin Wall. Dennis Brown sing about the Berlin Wall before the wall went down, as they break the wall down.
The exhibition opened at Berlin's reggae mecca YAM on September 21st. It is now on tour in Europe. For NPR Berlin, I'm Anushka Perlman.